What is up, everybody? My name is Christoph, and alongside me is...
Brianna. Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, everybody. This is Extra Normal Podcast, where we tell abnormal stories for these extra normal times. Brianna, how are you doing?
Chris, I'm great. Thank you for asking.
Just trying to create tension. Because no, people don't know how you're doing. People have no clue.
Oh, this, except honestly,
for friends and family who might be listening.
This week has been a little hectic. A lot of crazy events have happened this week. But you know, working through stuff, it ended up being a really nice, in the end, you know, we made the best of everything and yeah.
Yeah.
So just now we're just trying to get the hustle in for the holidays and, you know, all that fun stuff. So
yeah. Are we going to be able to sneak in? Is there a Krampus festival in LA?
There's a Krampus dinner. It's like a date night dinner.
Hold
thing.
On. Wait, isn't Krampus like involve a lot of costuming? How are you going to eat in that thing?
No. Oh, you want to dress up like Krampus. So say
no,
you
I don't
get
even know. No,
you
no,
get
no,
to
too much
go
clothing.
To a little soiree with Krampus there. And it's like,
he's a guest appearance.
Yeah. So he's,
I'll do that.
It's like a theme, but it seemed like pretty cool. You know, like I thought it was like kind of,
it looks like there's a Krampus Los Angeles. We're just going to go through it right now.
Yeah.
Oh, December 15th and 16th. It's this Friday and Saturday. Are we going?
Saturday would probably be
Saturday's
complicated.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Friday.
You know how many things we're inviting to this Saturday? This Saturday is such a hectic weekend.
Can we talk about that? Because there's only one thing I want to fucking talk about with you.
Okay.
Is what you fucking signed me up for Saturday morning. As a non-athletic gentleman myself.
What's the? It's 1 mile.
As I wear a Dodgers hat, but.
It's one fucking mile.
Oh, it's only a mile?
It's for the kids.
Well, then also then what's the use?
It's for the claws.
So you, we did, it's so for, to, for context, the people, we say, you, we didn't, we, not we, not even a royal we, you signed us up for yeah. running for the claws, which yeah. is cute. Someone was
and
very
our,
cute
our
when they thought
our names
were
the elves on the shelves.
So we have a team? Is it
just the three of us. I, you know.
What do we get if we run the fastest mile? What if we get if we beat all these dumb kids? Do we get our name on a hospital?
No.
No? Where's this going towards? What am I walking a mile
well,
for?
Well, it's put on by the OC, like OC Marathon.
Okay.
So, and it's, yeah, it's donations.
You don't even know what we're doing it for?
I mean, I signed up like 2 months ago.
I'm very upset.
I know it's
about
for a good
I'm glad
cause
it's for charity.
For
it's
cause.
Good. It's good that it's for charity, but I'm like also like, where do I just write a check to the? Do I have to walk a mile? Can I just give a
you
toy?
You could walk, but
give
I
a
would.
Check?
I would actually prefer jogging.
I'll do a light run.
Yeah,
I'll do a light run for a mile, especially. Yeah, I mean, think I can do it.
Like Clementine is actually really, you know. Like she'll in the beginning, she's a little bit tired and stuff, but then she like
yeah.
gets into it.
She so. Muscles through it. She'll yeah. get through it. So we might be. Do we want to do this on Friday? We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it off air.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll talk about it offline because I want to. I don't know. We'll look into what it is. It's in. There's a Krampus festival in L.A. Anyways. It's show. What kind of show is it? He's running around as Krampus. There's no cartwheels in Krampus outfits. Yeah. So no, it's we're still in the midst of the Christmas craziness, the Christmas haze. You know, we did shopping. I think we're pretty much done. But I stumbled across this article in the news, and I wanted to get your take on this. If your daughter had trouble finding a suitor. What are you clicking on?
A suitor.
If your daughter had trouble finding a suitor, what would be, would you ever go to the point and you were established and well off, like you were like, you had a lot of money. Would you ever go to the point of having like a dowry essentially for our daughter? Like if you marry our daughter, you will get a cash prize, a door prize of fill in the blank?
No. Why no. would I do that? That's so desperate and pathetic. Like, and what am I showing my daughter? Like, she has to get married? Like,
well, I would watch your words because Mike Tyson, you know, famous punching Mike Tyson, right?
Yeah.
He is reportedly offering $10 million to anyone who will marry his daughter. So if you marry his daughter, I don't know if there's like a contractual, like you have to stay, why like it's an immigration doc thing. You have to stay with him.
You've been hit in the head too many times. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Here's what she looks like, by the way.
Oh.
She's, you know, she seems nice. She's probably nice. She's probably, well, I don't know if she's nice. I don't know either way, but $10 million.
Whoa.
Like that's crazy. I don't think I would, because also it just the type of people you would attract if you put it out there, like, hey, I'm gonna pay you money, like if you marry me, it would attract like Disney level villains, like to show up, and it's weird.
It's yeah, it's very strange. Like you hear of people doing like arranged marriages, and it like being a shit show. Yeah. But there also has been arranged marriages that have gone really well. So sure. It's like for me, because I know from, but my family, like when my great grandfather immigrated here from Italy, once he got established, he did send home to Italy for like basically like a mail order bride. Like,
find me a wife.
Yeah. So he sent back to his family, send me a wife. They sent him a wife. And my great grandmother and my great grandfather, till the day my great grandmother passed away, I mean, he loved her. He never got married again. He stopped speaking Italian because, like, they would try to teach the kids that, but it's like after she died, it was just like
it's too much of a yeah. A sore spot,
and so I like think, Italian, and they had like 11 wife. Kids, like. Not an easy life back then.
No.
And
it's a lot of mouths.
And
yeah,
he never got married. And so I was like, that's really beautiful that, you know, he made that marriage like last, and unfortunately she passed away. But I mean,
So I want to know the logistics. Do you know if they sent like a picture of him and a picture of her? Like, was that fancied back and forth?
I think
it was truly a blind marriage.
From what I gather, from my grandma, she had told me that he basically, it was like a family friend. Like they, like people that they knew were good people. Like those were the people.
It was vouched for.
Yeah,
sure,
yeah. So it could have even have been maybe a childhood friend. Maybe it could have been like,
so yeah, you know, he might've had some knowledge of
some kind of this. Yeah, something,
but that's wild. Like that's, but I can't imagine, I definitely wouldn't do that. Like, it's just the kind of scumbags you would
and just
encourage.
Knowing like our child, like she's already like, and I know she's just little and doesn't understand, but she's already made like comments like, you know, she never wants to move out and she never wants to like get married. And she, you know, she's like, yeah. And I think it's just cause she can't, which I think is so cute. Cause I think when I was, she can't fathom the idea of leaving us, which I think is the sweetest thing, because when I was a kid, I couldn't wait to get the fuck out. Even at her age, I want to be married someday. I'm going to have kids. Like, and for her, it's like, she's like the opposite. And it's like, yes, we obviously are going to encourage her to be on your own. And even if you're not with a partner, but, you know, so I couldn't see us doing that to her. What about you? Would you?
No, there's no way I would do that. There's no way.
Even if what if it was like her like wish
to bribe a suitor?
When she was just like, find someone to marry me, I don't care. Like,
I still would be reluctant, because one of my philosophies would be, so if you're marrying someone into the family like Mike Tyson, you should know that you are inheriting something, right? And if you're too stupid to realize that there's probably $10 million floating around for you with, in terms of inheritance, free Mike Tyson vacations or whatever, like, I don't know if you deserve to be, like, if you're not bright enough to know, like, say we were extremely well off and you're not bright enough to know that this is eventually coming to you and you're just like, I need the $10 million now.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's a bad sign, right? Because you see that all, you see this sort of transaction all the time, but in a more subtle way, where, you know, people marry like into like higher wealth groups, because I'm going to marry this person because I know their family has money and eventually it's going to trickle down to me.
Yeah.
You see that all the time. But that seems like at least a bright way to do it, as opposed to this, which just seems like it's just going to attract idiots.
Yeah.
Just pure idiots who are just like, I need the $10 million.
I don't know. I wouldn't be fucking with Mike Tyson. Like,
No. And maybe that's what he knows. Maybe he's like, well,
I'll box you out.
I'm going to give you $10 million. And if you
bite your ear off.
And if you fuck around, you're going to find out with two old man fists that probably still can knock your ass out.
Yep.
I definitely wouldn't take Tyson in a fight now. Like his age now and my age.
Yeah.
I wouldn't take Mike Tyson in a fight.
I mean,
I would take him in a fight. I wouldn't fight him, I should say. I would take him to win over me, just for clarity.
I feel like what he's really setting the stage, and it makes his daughter look like such a little brat, you know? And you could just imagine if you were to marry her. Oh, God. She's probably god awful. Like, daddy, like, you know, like once, like her way she has to have everything. I don't know. Like, it just seems like, how could she even find love? Like, it just seems like her dad coddles her and spoils her and is going to go to that extent. Like, she just seems like she's probably a nightmare to be married to also.
Yeah. You know? There's like 10, there's 10 million red flags. There, yeah. Like that are going to creep up. I just couldn't.
It's just sad, like the desperation.
It reeks of desperation. There's no way.
It's embarrassing. If I was her, I'd be fucking embarrassed.
Yeah, no, I would. But she has to know. She has to have some. Maybe he was being funny.
She might not care.
Like,
because the way she was raised, she might just be entitled. Like, yeah, you know, my dad said what he said, and that's what I want. And, you know, she might just, who knows the lifestyle that he's given her, where, you know, maybe she's just been completely spoiled her whole life, you know, which also can play into a dysfunctional relationship. We know a lot of people and some that we're related to that are in these type of.
Wow, you got too close to this target.
Yeah. So, you know what I mean? So it's like, I can definitely see like dysfunction, you know, from what I've seen with people that I know we're very close to, that when you're handed everything, it's not a fucking good thing at the end of the day. You got to learn how to work hard for your shit.
Well, you got to also establish a relationship to be like, hi, nice to meet you. Here's $10 million. Marry me. It's not like she has a steady boyfriend and he's like, weirdly doing this ultimatum to convince.
Yeah.
It's cold turkey, $10 million, which is just a recipe for disaster. I
think two people need to like get to know each other. Cause what if she's not vibing with him either? Like, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. Hey, can we talk about Coast to Coast? You know about Coast to Coast, right?
No.
You know about Coast to Coast?
The song?
No. Coast to Coast was a legendary radio show that was on, at least locally. It was here on, I think KFI was a local syndicate for us, but it was this talk show where people would call in and report alien sightings and all kinds of weird stuff.
I've never heard of this.
You never heard of Coast to Coast?
No, what's wrong with me? Is it the one that you have to like tune in at like 2 a.m? Yeah, it's weird like that.
It is weird. Okay. And
gosh, we should listen to it sometime. Is it still on?
It's still on. And that's why I want to talk about it, because I do, sometimes I do late night working. Mm-hmm. And it's been a while. I haven't listened since the Art Bell days, right? Like, it's been a while. He was the original. He was the OG. He's the one who brought it into its fame. It's like kind of culty fame. But now it had, at least when I heard it, it had a guest host. But there are people who are calling in who are just off, just completely off. And we're talking about 2 o'clock in the morning.
Like off, like mental.
They're all over the map. They're asking if they saw a strobe light in their window, and they're asking like Coast to Coast to verify that it's an alien. Like,
how can they
sight unseen over the phone? I need a fucking
videotape, dude.
Input.
I'm so sick of that. Like, if you don't have like the footage, like, I'm not saying that it didn't happen, but like, why are you calling it a network? I've seen shit in the backyard. You don't see me fucking calling people. And
you could call. You
and
could
even,
get in pretty
even when
easy,
we went on Ancient Aliens and we stood in front of the panel and told them what we saw, like, and they tried to debunk it. I'm like, I don't fucking believe you. I know what I saw.
Fuck
like,
you.
Don't tell me that
don't tell you.
It was
don't
this, tell me. That, don't and tell you, that. No, me. You weren't there. So, no, I wouldn't even, I don't need verification.
I guess, but it's the, I was just thinking about, because there was quite a bit of East Coast callers,
mm-hmm.
and it was like 1 a.m. when I was like tuning into this. And so these people are up at like 4 a.m. listening to other people talk and trying to rationalize and kind of like suss out their own theories on aliens. Like it, that show is wild. And it kind of got me to thinking, do you miss our brief window of taking phone calls? Do you, what kind of reactions do you think we would solicit if we really expanded and took on a lot of phone calls and encouraged people to call a little more? And,
I mean, I would be down. I mean, I don't think we explored it long enough.
No, it was a brief window.
To really, like, I don't know. But I think some, you know, we only had really one bad call. We had, like, one prank call.
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, I thought the conversations were great. There was, like, I remember there was one guy that knew it all. You know, he's, like, one of those.
Okay.
But, I mean, I kind of liked it. I liked it. Oh, I know he had a lot of friends and stuff calling too.
Yeah.
But I mean, I liked it. I think we should.
Are we going to do it again?
Yeah. I mean, I hope.
We don't have a call screener though. That's the tricky part.
Yeah.
That's the tough part.
Well, but one of us can, if it does ring, does it go to the phone? I forget. Is it connected?
So I connected it to a
straight
virtual.
Okay.
Phone.
I'll say, yeah, if one of us could like step away and then before we connect it, that would be like golden just to see, you could be like one of those, like when you call, you know, and it's like, they have like the behind
the screeners.
The scenes.
Yeah. That's what we need, a fucking screener.
It's like, oh, like, why are you calling? Da-da-da.
Can we afford a screener?
Get a gauge, you know?
Can we afford a screener for a $0 budget?
How would that even work?
What do you mean? You put them on hold. And you patch them in. We could do this.
One of us can do that.
We could do this.
I totally can screen.
Are you ready? Are you ready for the coast to coast level? Because there is a lot. And the thing is, like, they throw some shit like out there. Like, they're just like, there is this wormhole in the middle of fucking Tennessee. Yeah. What are your thoughts about that? And I guess most of our reaction would be like, I don't know. I've been to Tennessee a few times, but I don't know what
you. For me, it would just be like, I'm open to it.
Okay.
You know, like I'm open to everything.
Well, then we'll go back, because this is a lot of times we stop kind of going live too, but we'll go back and we'll take some phone calls. Yeah. We'll field it. We'll figure out a way to field it.
You can even do like the TikTok lives again too. And, you know, people always have their opinion.
People always have their opinion. People had a lot of opinions about my small world hair growth thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What were they saying?
There's a lot of clarifications. People said it's actually not growing. God. It's lengthy. I got a few bullshits.
That just used a different word.
Yeah.
But meant pretty much the same thing.
Yeah. So, yeah. I'm sorry I got out the thesaurus. Lengthening, such a boring word. I don't know. Hey, I want to read you this story.
Lord. I already know where,
because I know how much you love Italia, the idea of Italia.
Oh my God. Is it going to be about the botch guy, the surgeon?
Oh no. We did watch.
What was the name of that?
Uncut under the, it's a Netflix thing. It's like where the guy was, he's like, I have a revolutionary surgery, and he didn't even like test it out. He's like, it'll figure itself out.
And the way plastic that tubing. He was so conniving.
Yeah. He's basically putting in PVP piping, like PVP piping or whatever, like into like
stuff, making people
the
suffocate.
Shit you use in your lawn for
it's
gardening.
A hard. There's parts that are hard to watch. Not gonna lie, peeps, but
it's rough.
But fuck, it still was like I was still on the edge of my seat. Like, what the fuck? This guy better be in jail. Like, I can't believe he's only in jail for 2 years. Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Fuck
for
that.
For manslaughter,
manslaughter, he should be in there for life.
Yeah, it's crazy. Can we talk, now that we're on that train, can we talk about Love is One?
Is this an Italian show?
No. Oh. They're not Italian.
You said there's like Italians. Oh, that show. Yeah.
Love is One. I need to talk about Love is One.
God. Go ahead.
If anybody hasn't seen it, check it out. It's on Max, streaming on Max. It's like there's so many, like I've been engrossed in cult like shit now. Like there's so many cult docs and there's so much cult shit out there that it is.
And you think that like you've seen it all and heard it all.
No,
and
yeah.
I mean, it just keeps getting better. Like in the worst way.
Wilder and wilder and wilder. Way.
Like it's funny because I had told like the girls from work to watch, what was the other one that we watched? The core.
Twin Flames. Mm-hmm. Escaping Twin Flames.
God, people like just I would rather be single the rest of my life than didn't meet somebody through that.
Well, everybody got partnered up, right? It's like everybody partner up.
Oh my God. I don't even want to like spoil it for people because I feel like it gets so mouth dropping that it's just wild. I will say one thing and to try not to give any spoilers, but give a little like taste. Anybody that's transgender, like watching this, you need to watch this shit because you're going to be very pissed off.
It's nuts.
But yeah, so that was kind of what got us on this whole, and then the once after watch Twin Flames, it's like you can't top that. And then we watch Love Has Won.
Love Has Won, yeah. It's Mother just, God. Yeah, oh, it's man. Just wild, and
I just don't know how she was such a normal person.
She was a normie for sure.
That like, how she became like this guru, like when she laughed, she sounded like a drug addict. She literally was an alcoholic drug addict and had this like I that one is just the most mind blowing thing to me. And I think the only thing I could say is why those people followed her is because they all had some kind of mental illness. They had some kind of trauma that happened as a child, and they were just looking for something to connect with, you know, or connect to. And yeah, that's it.
It's all trauma for sure.
The fact that, yeah, that she still has followers even after like what happens to her. Oh my God. Like I can't.
Yeah. And you know, just to give a little taste of it without giving spoilers, it's basically, that show's basically about like a woman who suddenly comes to the manifestation that she is God incarnate. Yeah. And she's coming down to save the world.
But the most hilarious part is that she needs a male God too, right? But she goes through like several male god men as her partner. There's never just one. Like,
no male god men. Like, yeah, it's just.
And it's okay. Like everybody just kind of accepts it, you know?
Yeah, of course. Of course. Well, I mean, it's just, there's that theory that once people latch onto a cult, there's the sunk cost factor where they're so invested, they can't just scrap everything they've been leading up to for the past 5 years or whatever. All their belief systems that have been shaped and crafted over the past, what fill in the blank, they can't just scrap it because they get a discrepancy. Like Mother God's too drunk and it doesn't, she's not acting very godly. They can't just scrap it.
Yeah, when she would have like one of her acid trips gone bad, the excuse is they were just like, it's because of mankind. Yeah. We've done this to her. We're hurting. It's like, no, bitch. She did a cocktail of of who knows what drug with her alcohol, and you know who the fuck knows, you know, oh God. And then how they starved the people. Oh my God, you guys just have to watch it. They weren't allowed to eat very much food, so all of them were like real thin. Oh, it's just, I'm just so glad that I'm street smart. That's all I have to say about
yeah
that.
And you always hear, like, they always say inevitably in all these documentaries, they always say, well, everybody thinks they're too good to join a cult and they're too bright, or
it's not too good, it's too smart.
But they're like, you know, given a certain set of circumstances, anybody would be susceptible to joining a cult. I'm like, yeah, there's points in your life where you might be more susceptible to.
I mean, people would say that my religion is a cult, so who the fuck knows? But you know,
yeah,
especially, I mean,
at least it's a popular one.
Worldwide. Worldwide, baby.
I belong to the most popular cult on earth.
Yeah, that is pretty.
Do Christians top the charts?
Muslims are our top religion.
Is that the most popular?
There's more Muslims than any other religion. Okay.
Then second is Christianity, mm-hmm. right? Yeah.
It's crazy because, well, I guess it went like Jews, they're, you know, we all believe in the same God. So it was like Jews, Muslims, and then Christians.
From like so we're the
top three. Yeah. So we're all, yeah, we believe in all, we all three believe in the same God, but the oldest religion is actually from your people, from what? India.
Okay.
Yeah. So like all, you know, the, like, gods and goddesses of Hinduism that like traces back, like, I think thousands of years before
the Sumerians and stuff like that.
Apparently that's from my, okay. Indian friends.
Cool.
That's what they've taught me.
Love
and
it.
And I think it's fascinating.
It is fascinating. So, fascinating if true.
I believe
Listen, I have no reason to dispute
and
it.
And we've always go back to talking about religion, and I think there's truth in all religion. I think there's some kind of harmony and some kind of like connection between, you know, all of them, because there's always some very similar things.
There's running themes for sure. And some on the other side of the table would argue that it's because human narrative has running themes. Like,
yeah.
You know, there seems to be commonality between mythos and humanity, I would say.
Yeah. I mean, Hinduism is more, not technically a religion, it's more like a philosophy that ties in to their religion. But they also, at least the Hindus that I know of, I said that there are like almost connected with Buddhism as well. Like it kind of ties in hand in hand. So, and really, really interesting. One of my Indian clients, when she moved to America from India, she went to a Catholic school.
Yeah.
And she was just kind of like, you know, what the hell is this? But she connected with it because of all the saints.
Yeah.
Because in Hinduism, there's like thousands of different gods. Mm-hmm. And so the fact that there was all these saints that are like, you know, like not gods, but they're put on a pedestal, basically. She, you know, and angels and things like that, she connected like with the religion. I thought that was really fascinating.
Yeah. And there's plenty, like there is like, I've heard plenty of times when like a Catholic fill in the blank has told me to, like, if you have, I don't know, gardening issues, pray to saint or put give a rosary to saint fill in the blank. So each saint has like little lanes. Like there's
Hinduism, each god has a different purpose too. The, you know, god or goddess of whatever, you know.
Yeah. Is there a goddess of whatever?
Well, you know.
Just everything fill in the blank. Just cover all.
I mean, there's got to be. I mean, if there's thousands of gods, like, you know, like so many that, I mean, I don't, I mean, I'm sure there is a Hindu that knows them all. But I mean, that like, how do you remember all them gods, you know? It's like saints, like I don't know, like angels, like I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, who knows? That's a web that's long woven. Who knows? Go to say it. We haven't talked about too much. We went on forever about Waco, and the Branch Davidians, but we haven't really touched into like Jonestown. We haven't touched into Heaven's Gate cult, do you know about Heaven's Gate cult?
Is that the one where the day never came, so they made it come?
They had a there was two. Let me see.
A prophecy, right? Wasn't it like
there
the
was
day
a prophecy
was supposed to come?
They believed that their earthly bodies there was going to be an alien race that was going to show up. And they were going to leave their earthly bodies and go with this alien race.
That ties into like Love Has Won.
Yeah. No, it's they're very Heaven's Gate-esque for sure. They're very Heaven's Gate-esque. But they thought that the two religious leaders, let me forget, they changed their name. They were Bonnie Nettles and Marshall Applewhite were the two leaders at the time, and they did change their name.
The name changing, I can't.
Yeah, they it was
to make
something.
Make them sound like more spiritual.
Yeah.
I mean, because Bonnie.
Hold on. We're not live, so it's fine. Oh, there we go. They changed their name to, so these, this husband, or not husband and wife, met two, a dude and a lady who met each other, started this cult. They renamed themselves to Bo and Peep, and Doe and T. Doe and T is their, was their more common reference. Like they,
oh my God.
Well, one of the members passed away. I think
Sorry,
it was,
I know, right?
One of them passed away and the dude was still around and he kind of, he of course, like played it off, you know, oh, she's gone off to the spaceship a little early. She's gonna, she took an early flight.
She's coming back for us.
But he, this was like, they were wild. They shaved their heads. They were, a lot of them were convinced to castrate themselves. And the ultimate destination, the ultimate goal was they, Haley's Bop was the comet, I think, that was around the same time that was going to be surfacing or whatever was going to be closest to the Earth.
Oh, my God.
But they ended up, like you said, they ended up putting on the same outfits and then all drinking a, a drink that all put them all to sleep forever. And they, because they thought their bodies were going to leave and go up to the starship. I think like 36, something like that, mass suicide.
It's just insane. Like, I can't. It's like, even like the Scientology, you know, like it's like in Scientology, like the people at the bottom, like they don't even really know what they're getting into.
No.
And like to even work your way up to even get to where you supposedly want to go, but you never will end up, because it's part of like their system.
The good shit about the aliens.
It's yeah. It's like they believe in like weird alien like sci-fi. Like it's just, and for people just to kind of be okay with this. Like a lot of them I know join because they want to get famous, right? They promise them they'll be celebrities and yeah. and things like that. And I just am like, you join a cult for that? Like,
a lot of them join and then they're kind of hooked in and they get isolated and stuff like that. It's crazy. Yeah. And that's one of the cult techniques, is you give them a little bit of an intrigue and you say there's more answers as you get deeper in. And once they're deeper in, it's harder for them to get out. The word, the rumor like floating around is that, you know, because Tom Cruise is a Scientologist, mm-hmm. or at least he was. I don't know. He's not as vocal as he was before, yeah, but he
definitely still
he is. Hasn't come out like Rhea. Was it Rhea Lemony?
Yeah.
He hasn't come out like her and completely disavowed and John Travolta.
I don't know anybody that's been like her though. She's like the only
She's rare. There are ex members who are out there like saying yeah. that
the way that they come after you after and bully sure. you, that's probably the scariest part of like, because like in cults, like you just kind of like you're banished, right? And that's it.
Yeah.
But the way that they like, she's allowed to have her opinion, you know? Yeah, you did fucking take her family
sure.
away from her.
Of course she's allowed like, to have her opinion,
you know? And so that to me is just like, it's crazy that they were threatening her instead of like, you know, let her, you know what? If people decide to be in your cult, looks like you guys are still doing pretty fucking good. Just leave it, you know, leave it alone, you know?
Yeah.
Ugh.
So it's wild. And well, she's definitely the highest celebrity, like all this. And the theory, one of the theories that's floated out there is that they have dirt on like Travolta. They collect dirty little secrets.
Mm-hmm.
In the guise of, we're trying to help you get through this and we're trying to like make you not have to go to therapy and yeah. all that stuff. We're getting you to a higher plane. But then they take that dirt and if they kind of insinuate that if you stray and you start talking shit about the cult,
we'll tell everybody you're
we'll
gay.
Tell everybody. Yeah. That's one of the rumors is that Travolta
so
is bi, I mean, and
yeah.
they don't
It's so stupid. Like, why can't you just fucking come out? Like, you know, who cares? Oh, your wife, blah, blah. Like, why are you living a lie?
Yeah, I mean,
if you're into that, you're fucking into that. I think we've all been waiting for him to come out.
It's never going to happen because he's at the age. I mean, when's he going to come out? He's already 70s or something like that.
I don't know. 60, probably when late he dies, 60s, 70s. Someone will.
You know about the leader of the cult, right? David Miscavige. So he famously took over for the original. He's from Scientology. So mm-hmm. L. Ron Hubbard was the original guy who was a sci-fi writer, and he was, you know, prolific in terms of how much he wrote. I don't know. His work hasn't held up that well in the test of time. But he famously started this cult. David Miscavige was very young, and he ended up taking over after L. Ron Hubbard passed away. David Miscavige has a wife. I think her name is Shelley. Yeah, mm-hmm. Shelley Miscavige. She hasn't been seen since, I think, 2006. Like, nobody's seen her. She's disappeared. And he hasn't, like, there's no funeral. There's no, she left with, you know, someone else. Like, she's disappeared from sight.
And nobody's looking for her?
People are, well, of course, like, investigative journalists are definitely, like, have their ears up, but in terms of anybody having a sniff of where she is, it's been cold. See,
that's what's really fucking scary. Like, how many, because you know Scientology, they look for like the nobodies, right?
Sure.
They look for like the people that are about to be living on the street, single moms, you know, like and they bring them in, we'll take care of you. So, and they're very, very private. It's like you're living mm-hmm. in this like community. Like, so like for us, like if I went missing, like obviously it's not like I'm living inside this like gated community that only Scientologists can get in and out of, like, you know? And so you just, you wonder like where, like, was she killed? Did she go off because she didn't want to be part of the cult anymore and just change her name?
Yeah, I don't know what it was. I mean, that she might have done that.
It's not cool that nobody is saying anything, that nobody's... That's what's even more shady.
And it might have very well been like something, you know, those times when you see like a famous CEO or whatever, they say, I'm stepping down because, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it's because the company says like,
but you think he's worried about the judgment?
It might be one of the things where like he told her, like, you go quietly and you disappear. Otherwise, it's scorched earth and I'm going to ruin you. So she might have just, like, this is an unofficial divorce. As far as everybody knows, we're still married. I'm going to change my IDs. I'm going to have a completely different life because it's not worth the scorched earth of what they would do to her.
Mm-hmm.
She might be in the hole. Do you know about the hole?
Oh, no. Don't. Is it like their prison?
The hole is it's pretty close to us, comparatively to if you're listening in like New York or Kansas. There is a detention center in California that is completely private, run by the Scientology Church of Scientology, I guess they would dub themselves. But it's completely run by them. And so there's theories that she's there and just hid out, like she was a bad person in their eyes, of course.
Yeah.
That she did a no-no or whatever. And they're holding her there in the hole.
And can our police officers go in there? Like,
I believe they can with a search warrant, but you have to have probable cause. And I don't know if they
have. Should have been searching for her a long time ago. I think.
I don't know.
That's fucking scary. Like.
Yeah. No. Oof. The saving grace with all this is that it seems like Scientology is definitely losing their grip on like control. Like their numbers are dwindling. They have a very bad public image. Like
everybody's even before the what was her name? Leah Remini.
Yeah.
Even before her, like there's always been a weird, like walking by the place in LA. Like, is really unsettling to me. It's always, I feel like, had that, like, demeanor about it.
Yeah. It's been weird. We went to, me and my buddy went to the L. Ron Hubbard Museum.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, the vibe was weird. It was very, very weird. Like they took you, it's guys. So we went to, in Hollywood, they have the big, they have a few things. They have the Church of Scientology that's kind of on Hollywood Boulevard. They have the big Celebrity Center that's kind of on the back of Hollywood Boulevard, mm-hmm. that's on Fountain, mm-hmm. which is a street just behind it. That's supposedly the Celebrity Center that a lot of celebrities go to. Mm-hmm. But also at one time, I don't know if it's still there, but they had an L. Ron Hubbard, guys, is an L. Ron Hubbard museum. Find out about this great man's life. And we went to that because it's open, like, and we were just curious. And the vibe, you, it's a guided tour, and the vibe is the people who are running this thing, who are working there, are so fucking weird. It's like, it is eerie. It's fucking super eerie.
And they're
eerie.
Like, come in, right? They're like trying.
Of course, they're like in. Very, very much come in. And there was a lot of talk about Battlefield Earth, because at that time, that movie wasn't that old, and it wasn't. It had some relevance, but they, yeah, it was wild. And then they put us in a little room where they kind of showed, they kind of cued into a little bit of that, where they get, like, so they give you a little nest egg, a little like taste, mm-hmm. hoping you'll be intrigued. They put us in a room, like this small room, where they showed us a video of like these people snapping. Like, it was like, what I remember is there was a guy, ooh. There was a dad who was throwing a baseball at his towards his kid, teach him how to play baseball, and the kid like whiffed or whatever like that, and the dad lost his shit, and the video said, this is the inner demons of like of your body, and your every body has like an inner demon, essentially not telling us, obviously, the scoop on the scene is that eventually they say it's an alien inside you that's like little bad yeah. boy inside you, the devil on your shoulder is an alien. But it was very weird. It was very strange. Like, it's very strange. It's very, it's like, you know.
Wouldn't everyone go in there? I always felt like, oh, I'm, man, so it's paranoid. Pretty,
we can go. You want to go?
No, I'm always paranoid that they're going to drug us or something. And then, no. And then we're going to wake up like and be a part of the cult. Like.
I don't think they, I think what they, how they get people in is they guys, a lot of these cults, Love Has Won, you know, in the, what is it, Twin Flames. A lot of these guys is now of cult are self-help. Like, we are gurus. We're mm-hmm. trying to teach you a better life with yoga yeah. and meditation and all this stuff. It's always the guys. And Scientology is a little bit of that vibe where they're yeah. where they're saying, you
life.
Are living.
I'm a life coach.
We're life coaches. You live a miserable life, and God, you have.
The fucking life coach thing scares me too.
Life coaches yeah. in general?
Just not all of them, but just the idea that. They're trying to, like, because a lot of them go to, like, school for psychology, right? So yeah. it's like...
Playing mind tricks on
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it. Because I feel like it becomes another thing where you're, like, following this guru that's, like coaching you through life. And I'm like, I don't think we need to be coached through life. I think we can read and learn and study ourselves. It's okay to have a mentor, but I feel like... You get the wrong persons, and a lot of these people that are in these cults, it's a very weak minded, you know.
Yeah,
and then that life coach, quote unquote, can take control of it.
Turns out they diddle too many people or whatever.
Yeah,
yeah. There's. I don't think anybody should place their whole trust in one person, especially when there's someone who's saying, "I have the secret. I have the way that nobody's ever thought of."
Yeah.
I think we all have to be a little skeptical of that. Like, why hasn't anybody right. else found the secret or whatever you're trying to sell? Why mm-hmm. why all of a sudden L. Ron Hubbard, a random science fiction junk novelist, is found this secret to life? How? Why? And why him? You had to have to question that in a
why'd
deep way.
Why did the alien come and talk to him?
I don't... He's very famous. Hold on. He's very famous for...
Oh, yeah. No, he's made quotes.
That literally saying the best way to make money is to start a religion. What,
yeah.
What was...
That's. I think that's exactly it.
Literally, he's like... He basically exactly said... He says. I'm duping you all. Like,
huh. And he's blatant about it. Like,
he said... This is a quote from him, apparently. This is from goodreads.com. But he said apparently if a man wants to make $1 million, the best way would be to start his own religion.
There you go.
And he did it. I mean, I think his time ran out on being a junk novelist for sci-fi. He never turned out to be, you know, a famous sci-fi writer. He was famous, but he never acclaimed, I should say. Mm. So he just did this, and that's what got him his ticket into the big time.
Yeah.
It's just wild. It's wild to think that, and it's scary to think how much it, like, you go from 0 to 100 of these cults. Like, once you're in, one of the things they do is isolate. So Scientology mm-hmm. isolates. This love is one. They isolate you to think that you are now in it, and to get out of it is a big ask.
Yeah.
No, we have to watch. I have to show you another one. There's another one I watched. It's called The Gardens. Also on Max. Max has a lot of, but it's more reality TV style than.
Ooh.
They're like a survivalist cult. And some.
So it's still up and going. Then.
It's still up and going. Then they're not. It's like the guys of the show is it commune or cult? Which is it? Are we a cult? They're not. I don't know if they're a cult, but it's this group that I don't know. I wouldn't actually say they're a cult quite yet. They might turn into it, but. It's this commune group. They're on
the verge.
All these groups are always on the verge, but they're trying to live off the land.
Okay.
And they bring some of these people who try to also, like, in the guy, like, it's a lot of people who are, like, the people they bring in for trials, they do tend to, are, like, conspiracy theory types. So they're, like, a zombie virus is coming, or, like, the government's going to come. And so they're completely that headspace, but they don't like living outdoors. They don't know how to live outdoors. So that fucking rubber meets the road, and it's fucking amazing.
You know, question. Do you think that, like, Amish people, and there's another group of them, I forget the name. Do you think that they're like a cult, or do you think they just live like the old way? You have to think like what is their punishment? Like who, like how do their quote unquote police officers or the person in charge, like,
well, they're under U.S. federal law, so they
no, but you know what I mean, but still they're disconnected. So I feel like it's another, like, Scientology in the sense of,
it's
like
very sheltered,
whatever,
in terms of, like,
yeah, whatever goes, because a lot of the people raised inside,
yeah,
you know, the Amish community don't really, the, but how often they see police officers, because they're in their community.
Yeah, you know, there must
really
be
go outside their community unless they're, like, selling their goods, you know, because that's, you know, how they.
Yeah, I mean.
Is, you know, so I wonder, you know, you always think, like, I always thought, oh, Amish people seem so friendly, so nice, like.
Yeah.
And very fascinating. Like, I would love to go and visit an Amish community 100%, like, one time. But, like, how is it, like, living there, you know?
It's got to be fairly, I mean, by our standards, fairly boring, but. There's some free will in it, because you've heard of Rammspringer, right?
Yeah. Like, you know, when they're teenagers and stuff, like the day-to-day life, you know, like
when they come back or if they come back.
Just no, not even just that. Like, just being in the community, like how do they punish you? Do they throw you in a cellar? Do they do some weird torturing stuff?
I don't think
they
can do that. I think the feds would come down on them pretty quick if they did that. I think there's a lot of social religious pressure to be upstanding and stuff like that. I think it's still, I don't know. I mean, maybe part of this taking phone calls thing is, call us if you're Amish. How did you call us in the first place? That's my first question. Or former Amish people. It's probably more like they can't even,
well,
they get
are,
an Amish person to call
two,
in.
There's different ones. There's the ones that use electricity, and then there's ones that don't. So
there's the Weird Al types, and there's the non-Weird Al types. For those who know that reference, they know it. I don't know. Do we need to talk to an Amish person?
How? I mean, it would have to be an ex-Amish
former. It have to have to be a former Amish person.
Yeah.
Because even if, like,
I have so many questions.
I feel like Amish, they seem very kind, but I don't think they have a good spirit in terms of being made fun of. That's the vibe I get. So I don't know. And we would probably do a few ribs.
We love Yosemite. You, my amazing husband.
You
actually brought me to the Yosemite when we were first dating. We're like 22 or 23. For the first time, I had never even knew it existed. And ever since then, it's such a special part of, like, you know, our life together. I know you have history because your family went with you quite like a bit, as a kid. Yeah. So it's, I love it. But one time when we were there, we were eating at a buffet and there was Amish people eating there. And I couldn't help but notice how angry they looked. And one, they probably were angry because we were staring at them. It's really hard not to stare at a woman that's wearing a bonnet. Like, I just can't, like, you know, like, I was fascinated.
It was fascinating.
Fucking fascinated. I was like, she's wearing a fucking bonnet, you know, and then the guys and the hats
and it's not even Halloween.
They didn't talk to each other.
No, it was quiet.
They came to the fucking buffet.
Yeah.
They ate the fucking food and they left. And I just wanted to follow them. Like, I was just genuinely amazed. And there's a lot of like interesting people in Yosemite, the locals that live there. You know, because they're mountain men. They live in the woods. They're not like as socialized as ours. So for us, like for us,
civilized as us, you know, for us city folk.
Yeah, it's different. You know,
yeah, no, it's completely around, different. Vibe. You know, you have to choose to live it. You have to be a little bit of like a hermit type.
You would do great.
I think I would do okay. I think I would eat with the Amish, but I don't think that buffet's around him. But I'd eat with them.
I wonder, for you people that don't know, you think that this man Christopher,
this guy,
he's very, sounds like he's a very outgoing social guy.
I am a very outgoing social guy.
But he also is very introverted. He's very introverted.
Yes, that is true.
And his introvertness, if that's a word, has rubbed off on me, because I went from like, I've always been a very fucking social person. There's not a party, I'm gonna start one. Like, always used to have people over, like, didn't matter what time of the day. And I kind of have definitely switched gears, and I kind of love being introverted now. Like, with him, I think it's just because, honestly, just what I do for a living too. I talk to people all day. I have to be on 24/7 and in a good mood, and big smiles when people walk in the door, and just like their cheerleader, you know, like when they're in my chair and stuff like that. So at the end of the day, like, I kind of like just chilling with just you and our child, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's like also and too, the like there's the party days are dwindling. The days of parties are dwindling. It's kind of more of a chill lifestyle as you get a family.
I mean, but for some people, no. Like, for some people, no.
Some people party till the end.
They like people around all the time.
You know, it's not a party, though. There's apparently a woman, 21-year-old woman, and this is coming from...
21-year-old?
21-year-old woman, coming from the New York Post, who reportedly swallowed her entire toothbrush. She had swallowed an entire toothbrush.
And didn't choke?
After using it to dislodge a piece of food caught in her throat.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she got the chicken down or whatever she ate down, mm-hmm. and then the toothbrush went down with it?
Hatsia, a woman from Galdacoa, oh, Spain, whose full identity was withheld by foreign media, claimed she'd been eating turkey. This is turkey. Turkey can get a little dry. On November 29th, when she began to choke on the dish, gasping for breath, her first move was to grab her toothbrush to try to force the turkey out of her throat. But she went too far.
Were you in your bathroom? Like, were you eating turkey?
She's eating turkey on the toilet.
If I'm like at my dining room table, I'm gonna like get a fork, maybe. Like, if something.
You think that's not that's dangerous. Toothbrush is softer to lodge that food out.
I mean, you have all that time to choke and suffocate and run to the bathroom. I mean, maybe she lived in a studio.
She was eating the shitter.
Maybe she has a studio apartment.
It is Europe. It could have been a small little studio.
Yeah, she could be sitting in her bedroom, living room, kitchen, right next to the bathroom all at the same time.
All the same time. My dining room chair is also my shitter. Coincidence.
Whoa.
But yeah, no, she's grasping her breath. Her first move was to grab the toothbrush to try and force the turkey out of her throat. But she went too far and gulped down the 8-inch instrument. So it was an 8-inch toothbrush.
No wonder. Like,
impressive.
Yeah. Hey, yo.
Hey.
I'm sure the boys are like, sup.
Just eight? Come on. Hattie explained that she had to act quickly as no one else was around to help. My dad couldn't help me because he's stuck in a wheelchair with a damaged Achilles tendon. Oh, so I decided to help myself by using the toothbrush. She said, because it was only getting worse, I grabbed the first thing I could get a hold. So she must have been right next to the shitter when she was eating.
I mean, she had to have been. Because, I mean, fast thinking, like, you know, like I don't, like, not, I don't know. I would use my fingers. I remember I used to choke all the time as a kid. And literally my grandma, she shoved her, and it was always on chicken for some reason. She shoved her fingers down my throat and pulled it out.
Yeah.
And I remember my grandma had long nails and I was like bleeding, but who cares, right? And then my mom did the same thing. She's pulled shit out of my throat too with her fingers.
Yeah, that's kind of how you do it. You don't go for toothbrush is definitely not my first fucking move.
So did she have to get it removed out of her stomach?
She did. So the doctors did a procedure where they fished her toothbrush out. They went down her esophagus and they fished it fucking out. They had like a little hook and was like whoop, and they
pulled it back up.
Pulled it back right out where it came from.
But basically that toothbrush shoved the
It worked. I mean, to her credit, it did.
It shoved the turkey down her throat.
It pushed the turkey down, but basically she was like trying to, I think what she was trying to do, she was trying to like basically like push it through with the toothbrush. She was trying to nudge it down. Yeah, yeah. And she just lost grip of the toothbrush and everything went flushing down until they had to fish it back out. I can't even imagine.
I just...
Would you tell people that story if that happened to you? Would you be proud of it? Or would you be like, I'm never telling another fucking soul?
I wouldn't be proud, but I would tell people because I think people would be like laughing, but like, what the fuck?
It would be definitely a good dinner party fucking conversation.
I would definitely tell people.
I almost shit out a toothbrush.
It wouldn't bother me.
No, I could see you telling people.
Yeah, it wouldn't bother me.
Would you be upset if I told the story?
No.
Okay. I'm surprised, actually.
Why?
I feel like you would be like...
You're more the one that would don't like... You don't like your...
I don't like gossip about me.
You don't like
Don't
stuff.
Gossip.
I'd be like, yeah, if I don't tell people.
Did you just say I don't like stuff?
You don't like stuff told about
you.
You
don't like anything.
You don't. You like stuff told about you. You're very private.
Yeah. Well...
I'm not.
I'm sorry. Well, staying in Europe, we're finally going to get this story that I kept getting distracted on. Apparently in Venice, beautiful Venice, Italy, right? There is
Stinky Venice.
Stinky, beautiful Venice. There were plenty of gondolas riding up and down, beautiful songs being sung, you know. Romance is abound in Venice.
Is there an alligator in this story?
There's no alligators. Okay, do we...
There are alligators down there.
I'm sure. You think there's alligators everywhere.
I know this. No, during the pandemic,
uh-huh.
People were posting videos because there's no tourists, right? That all the stuff that lurks below was coming up to the surface.
Yeah.
And there's videos of alligators swimming in the canals.
In Venice.
I swear. On our child. That's how serious I am about this.
Well, I did see it. Like, apparently city workers in... We're going to get distracted again. Sorry. You did it this time. This is your fucking fault.
No, that's you.
This is your fucking
it's
fault.
You not believing that alligators are everywhere.
Well, you said there was alligators in Massachusetts. And
there was.
On a technicality, they said some pets would get loose. There's not very many.
There's
Anyways.
Still is some.
Okay. Keep holding on to it. But in New York, apparently... There are some crews, some city workers who are claiming they're seeing alligators in the sewers in New York City. Like Ninja Turtles, but Ninja Gators.
I believe it.
They're seeing alligators in the fucking sewers. Can you imagine just like you're walking down Manhattan, you know, somewhere in Manhattan.
Yeah.
I'm showing my very small knowledge of New York City, even though I've been a few times. You're walking in Manhattan and all of a sudden an alligator comes out of a fucking manhole.
But you know, like in Florida, that's normal.
Florida,
I have like friends that have told me that like it is so common to see alligators just hanging out, like just like in Chino. When I lived in Chino, you see cows like in the middle of the street.
Yeah,
Like there'd be just alligators. They're just there.
And they
and like, they're minding their own business, so they like just don't get too fucking close, and they'll leave you alone.
Yeah, I've seen like people like fucking with gators too, like people fishing them out of their pools, like hitting back.
Yeah,
all kinds of stuff. Florida's a wild ass place. Yeah, but in New York, there's city workers who literally caught footage of gators in the fucking sewers, just fucking hanging
out. Wait, go back to Italy. Why are we talking about that then?
Sorry, you got me distracted. I warned you. You got me distracted. But in Italy...
Sorry, I thought you were going to talk about
there's not only gators, maybe gators in the canals, but now there's a few tourists who ended up in the canals because apparently a group of tourists were in Venice recently and they ended up, because they were too obsessed with fucking taking selfies... They ended up flipping the gondola in the fucking stinky water. They turned.
Oh.
And apparently the gondola workers were like, sit down, sit. And they just like completely.
You know what I would love to do? And this is going to be sound weird, especially knowing that there's alligators down there. if there wasn't alligators and I knew that I would
Brianna
be safe.
Says there's alligators everywhere. Calling coast to coast.
I mean, there's probably who knows what else is in there. But I would love to go, what is it called? Like. I don't want to say deep sea diving, but like, let's say snorkeling.
You mean where the sharks are? No, thank you.
No, in the canal.
Sharks are everywhere for
because,
me.
Because when me and my mom were in Venice, what's really crazy is that because, you know, every year the water's rising.
Yeah.
So there's apartments all underwater and ooh, you can see them.
That'd be so creepy. Oh.
And I would just love to go swim down there.
Ooh, I
and
couldn't.
Like go inside one of the houses.
Nope.
You know?
I could not.
Like, is there furniture still in there? You know, I just have, like, I just think it'd be kind of cool. Because you could see them. You could see them from the water. Like, you could see, like,
yeah,
like, you know? But I would want to go, like, how far do they go down?
I couldn't.
I know.
You're on your own.
Yeah.
You're on your own, kid.
Dark waters, metals, and pipes.
crusted out couch underwater. Oh. Makes me want to barf. Well, this has been an episode of Extra Mo Podcast. My name is Christoph, and alongside me again is Brianna. And make sure you follow us on all your social medias and follow us on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe if you're listening on your favorite podcast machine. Make sure you subscribe and like so you get all the notifications as soon as we hit that post button on the recording. And thank you so much for listening. Evil.